Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us for another of the most, not one of, the most scintillating hours in finance radio. Scintillating. I don't even know where we got that one. It's a good word, though. It's like a $10 word. Well, for other people, it'd be like a $2 word. For me, it's a $10 word because I'm a troglodyte. Now, that is a that's a $10 word there, Darren. Anyway, great show planned for you today. Little bit of a bummer because we had an interview scheduled that I personally was really, well, I always, that's the beautiful thing about doing the show. You interview who you want to interview. And, you know, when we first started this, I was like, you know, I don't know if people want to listen to that, but you know what, to heck with it. I'm going to interview the people I want to interview. And so you get to do that. And then you find out that a lot of other people like to listen to those people talk too. So it's kind of a, it's a double win, right? Which is better than a single win, I suppose. But anyway, so we had to move that little complication. He was abroad, and we couldn't make the connections work. So anyway, we're going to get him on next week, and I can't tell you who it is. It's a surprise. If I give it up, you're not going to tune in to hear me, right? You're going to tune in to hear the guests. So I can't give that away. But anyways, still though, so much to discuss, so much to talk about, really interesting action. You know, and again, guys, I know so many of you are busy with your own lives, busy with your own jobs. But if you're looking at the indexes themselves, other than the fireworks on the NASDAQ the other day, made us some good money though. We had a little short on at the NASDAQ at 13,600 and rode that baby down. And then sold it this morning at the open because what you've got, if you pull up a chart, guys, and we, you know what we should do? We should do a show simply on technical analysis. And we could just call it stock picking because that's pretty much all anybody seems to be doing these days. It's just, right, fundamentals don't matter. Just buy the stuff that's going up. Obviously, that's not true, right? We've been talking about the rotation into value. That is still very much in play. Those value names are still smoking. A little bit of a hit this week, but held up better than the market. And, you know, and again, the fundamentals, all this on the values, there's still so much compelling value out there. We picked up a little, I'd never heard of it, a little airline company. Can't say what it is. And guys, I'm not doing that to try to, you know, bait you into calling or anything like that. I just can't, right? Can't give out recommendations. I'll get in big trouble. But we found this thing and it was just crazy cheap. Crazy cheap. And it doesn't have all the problems. It doesn't have all the debt on the balance sheet of the U.S. airliners. And just to hit on that one again, I'm just going to throw out a warning. If you're trading, you know, whatever, do your trades, all that kind of stuff. But if you're investing, do not put money into these airline companies. Don't do it. Now, if I say don't do it, they're probably going to rally 30% or whatever. But the fundamentals of these things are just shot. They're just shot. And they are trading right now. We've spoken about this on the show before. When you look at their market capitalization, which is the value of all their stock, right, all the stock outstanding, And you add their debt in. Remember, if we're buying a company, and I want everybody to remember this, and there's the traders out there that go, oh, that's nonsense, whatever. Okay, that's fine. Like I said, if you're a trader, you know, do your thing. But when you're buying a company, you really, in my opinion, you really need to look at it like you're purchasing the company. You're not buying stock, right? You need to look at it as if you're purchasing a company. And when you look at these airline companies, they are trading. So when we look at their market capitalization plus their debt, that is called enterprise value. And the reason I was saying look at it like you're buying a company, because if we go buy a company, let's say all of us get together, we decide we're going to buy a company. And let's say we pay $100 million for that company. OK, Okay, but let's say that company has $50 million worth of debt. When we purchase that company, we inherit that debt. So we didn't pay $100 million for the company. We actually paid $150 million for the company. Right? Because now that liability is ours. So we call the combination of that enterprise value. It's a real look at what actually the company would cost if you were to buy it. And the crazy thing is that these companies, even though their revenues and profits have been smashed, even though the complexion of their industry has changed and it's going to be challenged for years to come, like I said, retail travel is going to bounce back. I'm with you. I'm with everybody on that, right? I think it's going to go ballistic, right? The lockdowns are going to end. People want to go. I know it from talking to my clients. I want to go. I'm sure most of you want to go. Right? It's going to happen. But that's not where these airline companies derive the majority of their profit. They derive it from business travel, and that isn't going to come back anytime soon. We've talked a lot about this. But when you look at these companies, they are now trading at a more expensive level on an enterprise valuation than they were before COVID. Same with Boeing. Boeing's right. I've ranted on Boeing. You guys have heard it. I'm just saying, do not just buy a stock because you think it's a value stock. You need to know what you're buying, and you need to look at balance sheets. It matters. And I'll just tell you, in the next 2 to 3 years, I would bet dollars to cents, and it probably won't take that long. These airline companies are going to get rocked. People are going to start to see. I think it's probably, you've got a market, and we're going to talk about this later, more evidence of just craziness in this market, just unhinged. You know, people still don't care about valuations. You're seeing the rotation into value, but there's still a lot of this frothy nonsense going on. But when you see the earnings of these companies come out, you'll see these revenue surges, and then profits are going to be really disappointing. Why? Because they're packing a ton of debt. They got to pay that debt servicing cost. It's just math. And it's just perplexing watching all these people fire, oh, Boeing, don't bet against America. I'm not betting against America because I don't think Boeing's a good buy. I'm betting against Boeing because their balance sheet is a horror story. Same with these other airline companies. Now, okay, now moving over, we've talked a lot about energy on the show. Yesterday, if you were paying attention, it was a bit of a horror show. At one point, oil was down like 9.5% on the day, 9.9% of the day, something like that, right around 10. Oil stocks got hit pretty hard. I actually thought it was pretty mild, though, because when you see oil down that much, it's kind of one of those things where I was checking our screener and had my hands over my eyes because, like, oh, geez, these things are going to get pounded. The oil stocks actually held up pretty good considering the dip that oil took. And I know there's a lot of chatter about people being concerned. Is this top in oil? Here's our look at it, guys. When we were talking about this last, you know, September, October, November, talking about energy and pounding the table on it, saying that, you know, we thought there was incredible value there. one of the things we also said is, look, this is not going to be for the faint of heart. This is a real real value purchase. You're buying one of the most beat up, ugly parts of the market right now. And it's going to be a wild ride. I said that over and over and over. Well, guess what? Even right, it's the business of prognostication. It hasn't been a wild ride. It's just gone straight up. We really haven't even had any significant pullbacks in the run. Well, when that happens, you just have to know that you're going to get a pullback. It's inevitable. And if you haven't had any on the way up, when you finally get one, it's probably going to be kind of violent. So the answer to us is, I was actually hoping it continued today, and I know that sounds weird, but when you get a trade like this where you get these stocks bouncing back from such a beat down level, and then you see a harsh pullback, usually people panic sell the stocks, they drop really hard, and you're able to go in there and pick up some more, and that didn't really happen yesterday. So I was kind of hoping we'd get some follow through and be able to pick up some of these other names we like for cheap, but and it may still be coming. Again, I would expect it. Like I said, unless we're talking about some of these Kathy Wood tech stocks, which we're going to get to later, but you know, things don't go straight up. They consolidate, they move back and forth. Gold really is hanging in there, not doing much. The indexes really haven't done much either. If you look under the surface, that value rotation is still very much into play. Like I said, I think it's going to run. This is a long-term deal. Probably due for a little consolidation and pullback here just because the run has been so big up into this point. But look, that's where the money is. That's where the earnings are going to be. It's a value market, and doesn't mean tech can't start rallying, but man, it sure can't get out of its way. Anyway, but we got to take a quick break. That's about it for the market update. I think I got a couple other things I'll hit in the beginning of the next segment. But wanted to remind everybody, we have our virtual roadshow coming up March 25th, 4 p.m. We're going to be joined by Dory, Lars Larson, 30-minute. We condense all of our stuff down to a 30-minute presentation, walk you through it all. Then we do a Q&A session afterwards. You want to throw questions about different stocks and stuff like that. I got to be careful about what I say, but we have usually a pretty good fun back and forth. Go to bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com, guys. Sign up. It's a 30-minute deal. So we're not going to soak up a bunch of time. It's free. We just simply walk you through our process, go through long-term care, you know, financial planning, estate planning, if you need either, when to take Social Security, the performance of our portfolios and how they work, all that kind of stuff. You guys know the drill, but sign up, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. Or if you want to get a consultation or get our Common Sense Investing booklet, you guys know the drill. Give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow this Thursday at 4 o'clock. And Zach, I'm excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken Bulwark's entire investment and retirement planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class. We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham this Thursday at 4 o'clock. I'll be there too. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing, too. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Let's get right into it. And I want one of the thing. I had an extra note here, and I want to reiterate what we were saying in the opening segment about oil and natural gas. The pullback is natural. Don't let it shake you out. I'm not giving advice one way or the other, but the reason I want to bring this up is, if you want better returns over a long period of time, you have to take a longer term view on these kinds of things. And I mean, they haven't been beat up bad, so it's not that hard. But and it's tough to know when to do that, guys. It's tough to know, right? It's tough to know when a stock drops, you know, whether it's a buying opportunity to buy more, or whether to let it go. And I think that this is why this rotation going into value is so important, because you know how you do it? You don't do it just by watching the charts. You do it by really knowing these companies and really doing your research. So when you see a pullback, one of our stocks, we did that just last week, I want to say, two weeks ago. One of our stocks got hit for like 6 or 7% in a day. We knew the company inside and out, and so we bought more. And then lucky for us, I think that thing went up like 15% over the last week and a half. Knowing the fundamentals, guys, knowing the business is what gives you the confidence to buy more when it goes down. Otherwise, you don't know whether you're catching a falling knife or not. I've been there. And if I ever feel like that again, I know it's because I haven't done my homework. Right now, just because you've done your homework, things can change and you can still be wrong. That's the game. Keep in mind. I was talking to some investors this week that were kind of beating themselves up. And hey, the best guys in the business, the best, make money on like 65% of their trades. But you know what's different about them? The trades they lose on, they lose very little. Do you know why? Risk management. And here's what I don't want to see you do on the energy side of things. For any investor, this is what you can't do. There's a guy that I was going back and forth with on Twitter. Good dude. And I was saying on Twitter, and by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, we post research and thoughts and stuff like that. You can follow me at KYR Radio or at KYR Radio. but going back and forth with this other guy, and I was telling, I put out a tweet where I was saying, look, I love this pullback in oil. I've been waiting for it. And quite honestly, I was a little bummed. We didn't get, we had a really good position built on the energy side of it. I just thought we'd have opportunities to add more. And we just haven't, because it's just gone straight up, looking for some pullback. And so I was like, I love this pullback in oil. And he responded, I didn't. And he goes, I took on my max 15% position a week ago. And I went, what? So he'd sat back and watched this run in oil, and then he capitulated and put 15% of his portfolio in one snap. Hey, look, if he holds it, he'll probably end up making money on it. But that's not the way to do this. This is not a game of perfect. Right? This is a game of protecting against losses and long-term growth. And when you want to build a position, you need to do it over time. Like you can, what we typically do if we feel conviction, I'll just let you know. Back when oil went negative 37, we hadn't owned any oil or energy stocks pretty much. I don't recall anyway. I don't, and if we did, it was small position momentarily. But We did put down, right? We got in there and we bought a chunk, and then we added to it over probably the next week or so, picking up a little of this, picking up a little of that, watching the way they trade a little bit, you know, kind of, and building that position over weeks. Now, would we have been better off going right in the gate? Yeah, but again, risk management. All too often we look at these things like binary outcomes, right? Like it's going to be a one or a zero. We got to go all in or we got to get all out. It doesn't work that way. I was actually explaining that to my personal trainer. And I'm not, it's not a weird, he's a buddy of mine that kicks my tail a lot harder than I can kick my own. It reminds me, somebody, yeah, anyway, I'm losing my train of thought here. But I'm working with him on his portfolio. And we were really talking about this. He wants to go big against these things. I go, you don't need to. You don't need to. You take it in measured amounts, manage the risk. And we've been hitting on this a lot lately, but it's so confounding when you see this long only approach, all in, that's how I got to win. No. That's not true. It's how you lose. I mean, you can hit, you can lose, but that's gambling. That's market timing. That's not what we're talking about. People go, well, you got out of the market. We don't market time. We protect against risk. I don't sit there and go, I think the market's going down. We're going to go against it. Now I think it's going to go up. Right? We own the things that we like. We own the things that have value. We own the things that we believe are going to perform well. And when we see market risk, right? There were stocks. Look at oil this week, right? Some of those oil stocks got hit. Did we sell any of them? No. Right, that's market timing, trying to get in and out, catch a trade, all that kind of stuff. You don't want to do it. If you do it, you're going to hurt. And that's a big misunderstanding. People go, well, Zach, you market time. No, we hedge. That's different. And we're looking at market structure. We're looking at all these different things. It's not market timing. It's risk management. And a buddy of mine has a great saying. He says, look, it's like this. No one can predict a crash. Nobody can. So people always ask me, what do you think about this economist saying we're going to have a crash by April? Look, he could be right. Now, that economist that he was referencing has been calling for a crash for the last 13 years. So you got to take it with a grain of salt. But if he's right, it's pure luck. There is no guru. I am sure as heck not a guru. And one of the ways, look, it's one of the reasons that we like to be transparent on the show and tell you the things we get wrong, because that's real. Right? If you're listening to somebody that won't admit that, just immediately, nobody has a secret way. Nobody's got the, it doesn't exist, right? But again, I want to remind you, if you're listening to us and you're doing it on your own, again, we can't give specific stock recommendations, obviously. But I just remind you, build these positions. This is a long-term game. And it's really funny with investing because in any long-term game, we all know inherently, like, you know, look at the NCAA basketball game coming on, right? Or the games happening right now with the tournament. Do you ever see somebody 5 minutes into the game, their team's playing some other team, the other team comes down 5 minutes into the game and hits a three-pointer, and they're just like, oh, no, you know, they get up mad, walk out. No, because that's ridiculous. It's a long-term game. You've got 35 minutes of game left. It's one shot. And yet that's how we act about investing, right? Maybe we're celebrating. Maybe what do we know, though? Stay even keeled. This is a long-term game. That's why you shouldn't chase some of this garbage that people are glomming onto. And look, I don't think we're through that yet. You got the stimulus checks coming out, right? We were joking in the interim about diamond hands and all this terminology that these guys on Wall Street Bets use, which is hilarious stuff. But if you follow that, you will get killed. And it might suck you in because you're going to see some really big wins. This is a long-term game. Had a really funny conversation with a guy the other day. Called in. Great guy. Smart guy. Enjoyed the chat. And he was asking about stuff about our portfolios, and he asked about our performance. And I haven't checked it right now. I don't want to get in trouble for giving it. But our two stock portfolios, I believe we're up, you know, somewhere right around 17.5%, 18% so far this year. Market's up about 5, maybe 5.5, something like that. And again, what's different with us, right? Not only are we up, but the thing I'm most proud about is that portfolio that's beating the market right this year. It was down about 10 in last March, right at the bottom. That's risk management, right? So he was asking about this, and we're really proud of our performance. It's been stellar. And he goes, you know, I really like what you guys do, and I love listening to your show, but you know, I'm younger. And I don't really want to go with the slow and steady approach. And I kind of looked at him and I was like, 18% in 2.5 months of slow and steady? And he goes, yeah, I really want the big wins. You know, he goes, I really think there's some great opportunities. You know, I'm looking for, you know, 50 to 100% a year. And we had a congenial talk, ended nicely, and I wished him well. But I just sat there and went, oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. And that's the world we're living in, right? 18% in 2.5 months. That's slow and steady. It's kind of a mind blower to me. Anyway, okay, so we've got a couple other segments coming up that I think are really important. I got a little bit off base. They're talking about kind of general stuff. But I want to talk about rates and tech stocks. There's been a lot of questions about that, what it means. Why are rates hitting these things? We're going to hit that. And then we're also going to go back to the conversation about ARK because there's a great example of what they're doing today and in what I believe to be the ridiculous part of what they're doing and what will inevitably, in my opinion, blow them up. So we'll hit with that. So stick with us. We got to take a quick break. But before we do, again, March 25th, 4 p.m., Dory Monson and Lars Larson will be joining us. We're doing our 30-minute presentation. Condense it all down into 30 minutes, tell you Social Security, estate planning, long-term care, all that stuff. Join us. Call in. Go to the radio show website. Sign up. It's free. You guys know the deal. We got to take a quick break, but we're going to be right back. Stick with us. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in this economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow this Thursday at 4 o'clock. Zach, now is the time for everyone to take a hard look at their investment strategy.
Dory, there could not be a more prescient time. I'll answer all the big questions on investors' minds because I can promise you if you're incorporating some of the long-running investment strategies in today's markets, like a basic 60-40 stock bond portfolio, you're taking a serious gamble and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement.
Learn all about Zach's retirement planning and investment strategies at his Know Your Risk virtual roadshow this Thursday at 4 o'clock. I'll be there too. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. That's knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Burr Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach uncover the truth about the financial markets with simple and honest advice to help you plan for retirement. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows you to stay in control of your care options. And maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. At Story Monson, I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did. Learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. You can sign up for one of his upcoming live webinars at 525longtermcare.com. Brian will teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we got pays us back if we never use it. Sign up for one of Brian's live webinars at 525longtermcare.com. It's free to attend, and you'll learn so much. Brian's class was a real eye-opener for my wife and me. Long-term care is so important. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. All right, let's get right into it. So, a lot of questions about rates and tech and why rates going up hurts growth stocks. And look, can rates continue? And when we say rates, guys, let's also define that. I really try not to talk in industry vernacular. And when you guys don't understand industry vernacular, it has nothing to do with your IQ. Doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing. I swear to you, in this industry, there's a lot of times where I hear these, even, you know, I do this for a living, and I hear these words and I go, what in the world does that mean? And then I hear the definition and I'm like, why didn't you just say that? It's because we got to use big fancy words to impress people, right? I'm convinced that's what it comes down to. But we all casually say rates, and people are like, rates are going up, and they're like, wait a second, the Fed just said they weren't going to raise rates. Okay, let's look at that. So the Fed controls rates on the Fed funds rate, okay? Think of the Fed funds rate as sort of the foundation, right, of the interest rate complex. And what the Fed funds rate means, it is the interest rate that they are paying the banks for the money that the banks have on hand at the Fed, right? It's kind of the basis, the foundation. That has not moved. As a matter of fact, the Fed is now saying that they've been saying it, but they're saying they're not going to cut rates until 2023. But people are like, okay, rates are going up. What are they talking about? We're talking about treasuries. We're talking about U.S. government bonds. Those are the rates that we're talking about. Why in the world would the rate on a U.S. government bond impact the price of Tesla? Now, it may not, guys. This is not an exact science like everything else in the market. One of the things that drives me nuts is when I hear guys like me talking about it, that, again, that makes something binary when they go, oh, this happens, well, then this has to happen. Nonsense. Nothing has to happen. Things typically happen. Things are typically correlated, right? Our stock bonds that we talk about all the time, right? People are like, how in the world? Oh, and by the way, another example, guys. If you're still sitting in a bond portfolio, okay, little side note. We're going to talk rates and tech. Talking to a prospective client this week, and he's actually going to be joining us, and happy to have him aboard. But talking to him, we got into things that his other advisor was doing and what concerned him. And first of all, they've got 50% of his money in bonds, and they're charging him, if you add the mutual funds in, they're charging him like 1.7% a year, something like that, which is insanity. Charging what? And you're like, well, my guy only charges me 9. Look at the fees inside the mutual fund. That's real. Okay. Or the other one that was at Fisher, and he had 40% in bonds, but his bond portfolio was just Vanguard bonds. Right? And Fisher was charging him a 1.5% fee on his entire portfolio. So the thing that he just had in a passive bond index, right? What is Fisher's whole thing? And I'm not dogging on Fisher, no, but what is their whole thing? We're active managers, blah, blah, blah. His bond funds were just in a bond ETF. One bond ETF, Vanguard bond, long, whatever it was. Just a generic bond fund. Charging 1.5%. Do you know the value proposition of an ETF, especially Vanguard? It's no fees. Okay, and the bonds aren't making anything anyway, and then you tack a 1.5% on it, and it's a no-win. But your advisors are going to keep telling you guys that you need bonds. Okay, they're going to. Do you know where we're at in the bond complex world? We're at 1968. Period of time from 1950 to 1968, very similar in terms of interest rates and economic growth. The growth was way better back then. But very similar in the interest rate setup. Do you know what happened to bonds from 1968 to 1983? They got destroyed. As a matter of fact, if you had retired with a 60-40 stock bond portfolio in 1968, we're not talking Great Depression. Talking 1968. And you were pulling out 4% distributions per year, adhering to the rule of four. We were doing the math on it the other day. I think you were down to like 15 to 20% of your portfolio value by 1980. You'd burned up like 70 to 80% of your assets. This was just 1968. Here we are again with rates at record lows, and they're still sticking 40 to 50% of your money in bonds. You guys have heard me rip on it. And if you don't believe me, look at what's happened to the value of your bonds over the last month. Stock market's gone up. S&P was just at a record high. Right? Then the other day, right? Go look at, what was it the other day? We had a really big, really nice rally. Was it Monday? Maybe it was last week. Or excuse me, no, the big down day. The big down day when the NASDAQ was down like 400 points, your bonds got hit too. Markets were down, bonds went down. How many times are you going to have to watch? Right? Because, and the reason I bring that up is if we're getting paid 1.5% net of fees in our bonds, then we don't have that investment for income. That's less than the inflation rate. That's meaningless. They're like, my bond fund pays 3%. Yeah, now extract the fees. My bond pays 3.2. Now extract the fees. Okay, if you got something that's paying you an income stream and that's less than the rate of inflation, you don't own it for income. So what's the other reason you own bonds? Because they go up when stocks go down. Look at the other day. How many examples? This has been 13 years. Then I talk to these other clients. Their advisors are like, yeah, bonds just aren't acting like they're supposed to. Something really weird is going on in the bond market. And I'm sitting there going, are you really? Where have you been for 13 years? Anyway, I just had to share that with you guys. Get it off my chest. I sometimes want to pound my head against a wall and sit there and go, this is the slowest moving. Bonds are the slowest moving train wreck in the history of finance. And you're like, well, and I got in this back and forth with this other client today. He was talking to us and going back and forth with his current advisor, trying to figure out whether he wanted to go to us or not. And I was just trying to explain to him. I was just like, they've got 50% of your money in bonds. You think you can do better? And I go, I know we can do better. And I go, you have a portfolio that is hamstrung. We can do better a whole lot of ways. And I'm not sticking my chest out and saying that's really impressive. But if 50% of your money is guaranteed to make less than the inflation rate, I like our chances, right? I like our chance. I mean, yeah, we can do better. And it's not really that hard. You shouldn't be that impressed. Half your money's doing nothing. Okay, so getting back to, sorry, I get off, guys. You get me talking about bonds and I can start smoke coming out of my ears, right? Okay, so rates in tech, why does that matter? Why are we concerned about rising rates and the way it hits tech? Okay, so, and again, this is not an ironclad rule. So when you see rates go up, do not sit there and go, okay, now I'm going to short the NASDAQ. And if you're not a professional investor, just as a thing of warning, if you're not a professional and you're not doing it and you haven't done it for really long, don't mess with shorts, guys. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. If you're bearish about it, raise more cash in the portfolio. Don't put it in treasuries. Don't try to time that stuff. Having cash is not a bad thing. It's a wonderful volatility cushion. Okay, so don't short. And we do sometimes. I'm just telling you, we're always watching it like a hawk. It is not a game for the uninformed or the unexperienced. Just trust me. It'll cost you a lot of money. Okay, so rates and tech in the industry. We use something called discounted cash flow models. Okay, and what a discounted cash flow model is we're trying to. One of the things I've talked about on the show all the time is there really is no such thing as a bad asset. Well, Buffett says this. There are no bad assets, just bad prices. Meaning if you get anything for cheap enough, it can be a wonderful investment. But you cannot sit there and say that this investment is good unless you're comparing it to something, right? And whether you know you're doing that or not, you are. When you buy a stock, you are sitting there looking at that stock and going, I believe that that stock will be a better investment than owning bonds or owning the overall market. Even if you don't think you're doing a comparison, you are. Right? Why do we buy a stock? We buy a stock because we think it will perform better than the other alternatives we have to us. So we have to put investments in context. One of the ways we put them in context is by using discounted cash flow models. Now, the way they typically work in the world of finance, we have something called the risk-free rate. The risk-free rate is the rate you can make on U.S. government bonds, typically referring to the U.S. 10-year government bond. And the way it works is like this. If my risk-free rate, let's say we can get a let's say the 10-year bond, when I started my career, I think it was paying like 6.5, something like that, which I thought was really stupid and boring. And I think back to that and I'm just like, oh, smokes, what you wouldn't give for 6.5%, right? But let's say it's a 6.5% rate. On a discounted cash flow model, we're going to use that as our discount rate, meaning if we want to buy a stock, if we want to buy something that can lose money. Now, can that 10-year U.S. government bond lose money? Of course it can. We've covered that a lot. But if you hold that 10-year bond until maturity, you are guaranteed to make 6.5% on your money and get your principal back. Okay, now, if you have to sell it before the 10 years are up, you may take a hit on the bonds if rates have gone up. But bottom line, looking at over a 10-year time, you're like, I'm guaranteed to make 6.5% owning this U.S. government bond over the next 10 years. If I want to buy a stock, I've got to believe that that company can perform and produce cash flows that will result in returns in excess of 6.5%. Okay, when you have a 10-year U.S. government bond today, and does that make sense, guys, right? Because if I can make 6.5 risk-free, why would I buy a stock that can theoretically go to zero if I think it's going to make me 5? That's not a good idea, right? It's the whole basis for our bond replacement strategy, right? People, you know, it's something called a no-fee, no-cap fixed indexed annuity. Yes, I said the word annuity. Okay, why do we use it? Because they average 5 to 6% without a fee, with no cap to the upside, and they're insured against loss. When we compare that against bonds today, right, we're basically using a discounted cash flow model and just saying this is more attractive. When that changes, we'll pivot back to bonds at some point, but it's not even close. Right? That's the basis. Discounted cash flow models are the basis for why we like those products better than bonds, and they've performed accordingly. But when you've got a 10-year U.S. bond paying 1.72%, now what do? You got to have a company that's producing cash flows and returns in excess of 1.7. Okay, that's a much lower bar, right? So these companies at these crazy valuations, as long as they're growing and they're growing at a sufficient enough rate and they're growing profits, even if their valuation is nuts, you're looking at it and going, what are the chances that they produce cash flows or profits over the next 10 years in excess of 1.7? And as you see, one of the reasons stock markets are all-time highs is that is a very low bar to clear. And you can also justify paying a much higher expense for that stock. Remember, the more you pay for a stock, the less you will make. I don't care what stock it is, right? It's just math. So the lower the discount rate, the more you can pay for the stock. But as those rates start going up, that discount rate is rising, which means that that valuation on that underlying stock needs to go down. Now, That's the way it works in theory, and that's the way it plays out over the long run. The fact that rates are rising does not make me 100% sure tech and growth are going to get hammered. Now, I'm not going to believe that tech is going to keep running until I see the NASDAQ break out to an all-time high. And it's tried many times and hasn't. And rates rising has a big part to do with that. You know, so but I don't want you sitting there going, oh, rates pop, that's got to mean a crash in the NASDAQ. It doesn't. And one of the reasons it doesn't have to is, again, what we're talking about, stimulus. You have more retail investors engaging in this market than any other market in history, and they're getting money pumped to them by the U.S. government. What are the stocks they typically go after? They go after the crazy nonsense. Because they don't want to take the conservative route of making 18% over 2.5 months. And that's the conservative route, right? So you got to take that into consideration. And I do. I'm of the belief that these rising rates are going to continue because inflation indicators are going up rapidly. I think that people are starting to realize that we don't want these bonds anymore, right? Market's coming around to what we've been saying for 6 years. On the radio, 10 years as a firm. And as those rates go up, you would expect to see those valuations come down. Look at what Tesla's done since the pop in rates, right? 10-year move from like 0.85 to 1.723, and Tesla's down what, 25%, 30%, something like that? It's right around 25, something like that. That's what you'd expect. Now, like I said, the one caveat to all that is these stimulus checks, the retail traders, you know, you got it. You've got to be conscious of that. This is not a market. Those people, I can tell you this, when they're sitting talking about whether they're going to buy Tesla or another one called Vuzi that we're going to talk about at the end of the segment there, or at the end of the show, the last segment of the show, they're not doing discounted cash flow models, right? So just because rates are rising does not mean this is a one-stop shop. You guys know my thoughts on tech and growth. I think it's over. At the same time, I'm not going to bet heavy against it at this point. To me, it's in a trial ground. If it breaks below 13,000, I think it's in huge trouble. If it breaks back above 13,006, it's probably a good sign. And if it sets a new all-time high, it's probably going to go substantially higher. People are like, well, that's just technical analysis, Zach, value. Yeah, well, I mean, the index itself is just insanely expensive. There isn't any valuation metric. That's not what's driving this stuff, right? Insanity, greed, and mania is what's driving this, and printed money. So it looks like it's in trouble. I still hold you should be very careful. You should actually de-risk on the tech side. That is a recommendation I'll give you. If nothing else, just rebalance. Get that in order. But yeah, that's that relationship between rates, and it should not be scoffed at. Eventually, if rates keep going up, it will absolutely pull those valuations down. But I'm just not going to sit here and tell you if the 10-year bond goes to 2 that the NASDAQ's going to crash. It's not that precise. So anyway, got to take a quick break. We'll be right back for the final quick segment. But as always, guys, risk management, active management, you know, there's a better way to do this. You heard my rant on bonds. You heard about the bond replacement strategy. You heard about the performance that we're generating this year. You know what we did last March. There's a better way. Don't be that stubborn person just sitting at home going, oh, he's just a guy on the radio. Maybe that's true. But we show you the performance. We show you the portfolios. This isn't smoke. Call us, 866-779-RISK. Pay less in fees, get way more protection to the downside, and get more upside potential. That's what the name of the game is. So call us, 866-779-RISK and 866-779-RISK, or go to bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com and sign up for the free virtual roadshow that's coming up March 25th, 4 p.m. Going to be joined by Dory and Lars Larson. And it's 30 minutes, guys. It's quick, but you'll educate yourself on everything we do. The portfolios, we show you the performance. There's none of this hiding. And if you've got to schedule an appointment, because then we'll give you the secret decoder ring. None of that garbage. Okay, just lay it out. This is what we do. This is how we do it. Here's how it works. Answer the questions about estate planning, Social Security. You guys know the drill. Sign up, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow this Thursday at 4 o'clock. And Zach, I'm excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken Bulwark's entire investment and retirement planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class. We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham this Thursday at 4 o'clock. I'll be there too. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing, too. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Burr Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. If you're like me, you look forward to this every weekend. I have been working with Zach and his team for several years now because Zach gets it. He puts his clients first. And for me, that's what it's all about. I know retirement planning can seem daunting at times, but my personal experience has taught me having a professional in your corner is essential. And Zach and his team have proven to me and my clients to be a tremendous asset. Not only will he guide you through your options, he will listen to you and make your concerns his top priority. So give Zach and his team a call. You'll be glad you did. And when you're ready, we can show you how to make sure your retirement plans aren't derailed by an extended healthcare event. We have many options to protect your nest egg and your family, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. You can learn more about us and our upcoming events at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. All right, so let's get it. Before I start this, we're going to talk about a stock and a little observation. Me and Marcos is the partner and portfolio manager that manages our algorithmic portfolio. That's had an unbelievable run. I mean, we know because we've experienced, but I think that thing is up. What are we up? 80. It's up 81% since the middle of 2019, and it was down 8.5 in March. He's just killed it for us. He's just been awesome. But anyway, he and I had been talking about this whole Kathy Wood thing. And before I say anything, I am not going to assault her integrity. Okay. She seems like a smart, nice person. And I hate it when people do that. When I'm doing this, I'm trying to understand why they pick the things they pick. Okay. So I am not insinuating anything. And the reason I'm sensitive to that is I was going back and forth with a potential client this week who was in a horrible portfolio with somebody that really doesn't know what they're doing at all. And they don't know what they're doing. It's not pernicious. They're just very ignorant and undereducated, and they're compromising their client's returns. Well, that advisor responded back and told the client that we were being disingenuous, that we were lying. And that fired me up. Because what he was doing was he was chalking up his own ignorance to my lack of integrity. It's like passing the buck in the worst way possible, right? Just because you don't know what we're talking about and you're undereducated doesn't mean that the other person's lying. So I want to give Kathy Wood that okay, but I'm sitting there looking at a stock today that they've got in their portfolio in the ARK ETFs. And there's a stock called VUZI, ticker symbol V-U-Z-I. They make micro screens for like Google glasses and VR glasses and stuff like that. This is a company that as of right now has a market capitalization of just shy of $1.7 billion, and they do about $13 million in revenue. Okay. Today, the price of their stock is up 21%, which is equal to about $350 million move today in the value of their corporation. And the reason the market says that their stock is worth 300 or 350 million more today is because they got a $400,000 order. You can't make this stuff up. And this is a big holding for Cathie Wood. Well, I started looking at today and Marcos and I have been looking back and forth, and I'm starting to think that part of their strategy is to find these thinly traded names, because now they're managing $60 billion. So they flow into the name, they push it up, that name pops up onto other people's momentum screens, they start picking it up, and then Cathie Wood has a cult-like following, kind of like Elon Musk, and they all jump on the name. And we'll have to see. I'm not accusing her of that. I'm just trying to understand, when you see a company at $1.7 billion that's been around for a really long time, there's no revolutionary tech this company has. And it's at $1.7 billion doing $13 million in revenue? Huh? And trying to understand why somebody would buy it. Why am I trying to understand why she'd buy it? Because I don't assume she's dumb. Look at her performance. You know, it's just one of those things. Do I agree with her approach? God, no. I think she's going to wreck people. But I don't know that for sure. So anyway, keep an eye on that name. I think it's an interesting name. Look, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Okay, so I am not recommending it at all. And to me, you're playing with fire. I wouldn't even know what to do with that. Anyway, okay, so we got to roll. We're out of time again. Man, that always goes fast. Anyway, a virtual roadshow though coming up this next week, March 25th, 4 p.m. Us, Dory, Lars Larson, you guys know the drill. Do our whole presentation, 30 minutes. You know the whole drill. Do a 30-minute Q&A afterwards. If you guys have been interested, if you thought, you know, maybe I should call that guy, maybe I should see what they're up to, we break it down, show you all the performance, the fees, no, nothing behind the curtain, just here it is, here's how we do it. If you want to proceed from there, we can set up a consultation, but the virtual roadshow costs nothing. Sign up at BulwarkCapitalManagement.com. We got to run. We'll be back next week. This is Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at KnowYourRiskRadio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.